Kenora, the Grade 12 class of 2024 hosted a fundraiser bottle drive on January 3. The grads picked up over 100 bags and boxes filled with bottles, cans, jugs, and cartons. Bottles were picked up all over Kenora and Buchanan. The bottles were all dropped off at the old Haycat building next to the Kenora Co-op gas station. It took multiple hours for the graduates to sort and re-bag all the cans and bottles. After all the cans and bottles were sorted, the grads started loading all the bottles over to Kenora's SARCAN depot. A few bags were dropped off on January 3, while the rest of the bottles were unloaded the next day. From the bottle drive alone, the grads managed to raise $1,982.10. The bottle drive was considered a huge success, and the grads plan to do another one in the latter half of spring. If residents wish to donate bottles, they can go to the Kenora SARCAN and donate them to the Kenora Grads Drop N Go under the name Grad 24. CCS hosts a bunch of Christmas fun. As it got closer and closer to Christmas, Kenora Composites Student Representative Council threw numerous festive events for the students to take part in during the school's 12 days of Christmas fun. The events included a Christmas poster-making contest, a gingerbread house-making contest, two Christmas Kahoot quizzes, and a challenge to guess how many candy canes were in a container. December 20 was by far the most festive fun day, with a school Christmas dinner served by community members for the students and staff of Kenora Composite to feast on. At noon, the school hosted the annual alumni basketball game, in which several previous students competed against a team of present students. The alumni team ended up winning the game. After the alumni game, the Student Representative Council threw together a festive assembly where classes faced off against each other for the Christmas Cup and a pizza party. There would be two winning classes, one from the senior end of the school and one from the junior end. The challenges included a couple of puzzles, a Christmas movie quiz, and drinking a cup of eggnog and flipping the cup. The assembly was so fun that they ran out of time to run a relay between the top-placing classes. The final relays were held on January 12 in the new year. Grade 5Bs faced off against Grade 7B, with Grade 7 students winning. The Grade 10 art class took on the Grade 11s, who remained at the top of the standings until the assembly. The Grade 10 art class ended up winning for the senior end of CCS. The Christmas assemblies were considered massive hits and are set to be repeated in future years. Royal family members face medical issues. It has been revealed that three members of the British royal family have been facing health issues. According to CTV News, Kate Middleton, who is the Duchess of Wales, was hospitalized for planned abdominal surgery and was in recovery mode for 2 weeks. On the same day as the news about Kate was announced, it was reported that King Charles would be hospitalized on the week of January 21 to 27 for a planned procedure after getting diagnosed with an enlarged prostate. On January 21, it was announced that Sarah Ferguson, who is the Duchess of York, was diagnosed with malignant melanoma, which is a form of skin cancer. The discovery was made after a couple moles were removed during her breast cancer treatment. Ron DeSantis drops out of U.S. presidential race. On January 21, Ron DeSantis announced that he would no longer be running for the Republican Party nomination ahead of the 2024 race for the American presidency. According to CTV News, Donald Trump set aside months of criticism and mockery of Ron DeSantis on Sunday night, celebrating his one-time Republican rival as his newest supporter after the Florida governor ended his presidential campaign and endorsed the former president. DeSantis' decision comes as a shock ahead of the New Hampshire primary. The Florida governor's announcement leaves Donald Trump and Nikki Haley as the two frontrunners to become the Republican Party's candidate to face off against Joe Biden in the upcoming 2024 election slated for November. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.